People in the construction business will understand this gospel today. They know that before you start building anything, you have to figure out what kind of ground you have to work with. And only after that's done can you know the right foundation to use to produce a solid structure. Being a disciple, being a follower of Christ requires the same. And this is what the Lord is telling us in the gospel today. His description of a house collapsed and ruined by the elements speaks to the heart of anyone who has ever experienced the loss of a home. And unfortunately, there are many, many that experience this, and it is all too real. In 2004, the Indonesian tsunami left in its wake sticks and debris where thousands of homes once stood. A year later, Hurricane Katrina swept through the south, leaving behind bare concrete slabs where once people had made their homes. Last year, an earthquake killed tens of thousands in Haiti. And not long after that, 1.5 million homeless people were struck by a hurricane and an outbreak of cholera in the same place. Besides the natural calamities that destroy homes and displace people, current economic conditions have caused millions to lose their homes to bank and mortgage foreclosure. Rains, floods, wind, earthquake, inevitable. And many of the places hardest hit so often are where the world's poorest live. But there are other kinds of calamities, other kinds of storms in our lives, tragedies of all sorts, loss, sickness, death. These two are storms that shatter our lives. They seem to be as much a part of life as breathing. Jesus does not offer an explanation for why these things happen. They do. Nor does he tell us, like some preachers do, that there's some kind of punishment from God. He just urges us to build our homes, our lives, our families, our faith on a firm, rock-solid foundation. This gospel is the conclusion of that section of Matthew that we call the Sermon on the Mount. We have been hearing it and hopefully reflecting on it for the last several weeks. We have heard the beautiful Beatitudes that speak of the blessedness of living by God's values. Jesus has told us that we are light and salt, that his light is to shine in us so that people can see our goodness and give glory to God. He has reminded us to keep the commandments and to teach them to others and to deal with our anger and resolve conflicts. He has told us to build strong, holy marriages and to give alms and to pray in secret and to forgive and to not judge. And today he tells us there are two things we must do to build a firm foundation. We must be hearers and doers of his word. Listening, not enough. Nor is it enough to just call him Lord. Doing the will of God, putting Jesus' words into action, is essential. Just hearing the word, receiving it, studying it, remembering it, not enough. Not enough. We must live the words we hear in our homes, in our schools, in our workplace, in our church. If we listen only to the so-called wisdom of our age, one might think that all we need really is a good education, a diversified investment portfolio, insurance against catastrophic risk, safe sex, exercise, a nutritious diet, and an annual checkup. All of these are good, but they cannot save us. Faith in God alone is our salvation. But faith means hearing and doing the will of God. Now we know that many people will mock and dismiss religious fervor as some kind of fanaticism. And yet we know people who can be just as fervent about money and health and diet. These two can become gods. It is fitting that we hear these words of Jesus on this last Sunday before the holy season of Lent. This Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. In the Gospel on Ash Wednesday, Jesus will give us three concrete actions for building our home on rock. You know them. Prayer, fasting, almsgiving. In prayer, we open our minds and our hearts as well as our ears to the voice of God. The voice of God in all of creation. In the storms, in the floods, as well as in the calm. In fasting, we empty ourselves of our own desires so that we can hear the cries of those who are not hungry by choice. In almsgiving, we reach out to those who need a rock of safety. For those who are hardest hit by the storms of life. Our foreheads are marked with ashes, and then we are given 40 very special days to practice so that we may become like the wise man who built his house on rock.